Swedish friends, the shir should be a special schus. The refuas Mars Hannah Miriam Baschana, Razel Achai Razel Basdina, Eitan Yudah Ben Debbie, and Naomi Bastova, and Noam Ben Leah, and Bracha Batzlacha for Leah Esther Bas Frumit. We're going to be learning a tshuva in the Abi Omer in the 10th volume in Yerodeh Simen Chav Zayin. We start with a letter of Hagaon HaTzadik, Rav Yosef Leo Henkin, the great Rav from New York. This was written in New York on the 2nd of Kislev in 1964. Quod Yididi Hagaon, Rabbi Avadi Yosef, back in 1964, Avadi Yosef was already a Gaon. He writes Vechule, I don't know what other Torah he wrote on him. Anyway, he wrote about him. When you translate from Hebrew, it doesn't always come out so well in English. Bakashim mikvod gedonah l'sheveni davar binyan shabalofanai v'uki b'shnosa mocham eish Yehudi yestater et elisha nochriya b'rusia v'kishestayma al-mulcham anasa im avo l'amerika v'cheskes yudim nesuim. A mice in the war, there was a Jewish man, he hid by a non-Jewish woman in Russia. When the war ended, he traveled with her, he came to America, they pretended they were married, they circumcised their child, and they gave him over to learn in yeshivas, and they acted like Jews, they kept Shabbos, Taras Mishpacha, and the kids don't know, their mother's a Goya. And now this man is coming, he wants to be Megayer the woman and the children. Chobav Kiddush, and I wants to marry this woman. And he says that she was ready a long time ago, she's just embarrassed. And we know that in Klal Yisrael, the menagis, that even though they're getting married for Ishas, she wants to continue living with this Jewish man, we still allow it. So the Shaila is about the sons. So the Geiris we're going to do, but the Shaila is about the sons. Are we going to give these sons a hatofas dam bris? The answer is given. A month later, Teves, 1964. Chvod Yedidenu Oz, Hagon, I'm a foursome rodek stuck of a chesed, as is well known. Rav Henkin was a man, was the president of Ezra's Torah, was a great ish stuck of a chesed. So Rav Avadia not only calls him a Gaon HaMefursim, but also a Rodev Tzedakah of a Chesed. Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin Shlita. This is written in 1964, but you can still say Shlita. Achorei Drisha Shlomo Atov, Ba'ava Rabo, B'tshuva L'mechtov, V'miyom Beis Kislev. I'm going to do your Ratzon, answer your letter. Ratzon Tzadik, Eskabed La'ashivo, the Gaon in Paskin, that that a ger that was nimhol, that was nimol, that was circumcised when he was a guy, you have to atafas dambris. And the Rizrachi Alevi, the Balamor is Tameya, that's Lechora. Shmuel Paskin is like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who says that lo nechlu be shame bez hill, ala norik shu mol shetzorach latif menu dambris. They're not arguing about a child who was born mole, you have to have toughest dumbris. What are they arguing about? An Iger that was misgayer when he was already mole. Beishamai says you have to have toughest dumbris. Beisil says you don't have to have toughest dumbris. And why did they go on in Paskin and you have to have toughest dumbris against the Svara of Beisil? Beisil says you don't have to have toughest dumbris to a ger who was nemo. So why did they go on in Paskin you have to have toughest dumbris? If Beisil Paskin's no toughest dumbris, so why are you arguing with Beis Hillel? Answers there, Balaam Or, that there's so much on what it says in Yevamos. Somebody who says, I'm a ger, you're matbil him. Umabakach, the Rebbe Yehuda, the Yossi Omer, ain't matbil him, but Rina, the Hain of time, the Rebbe Yossi, the Chashin, and Shem, Ravi Mol, the Givinoni Mol, who, Tzarm, Shem, Bufinainu, the Kamelon, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yossi, Halacha, Rebbe Yossi, Ulufizem, Medachi, Had, Rebbe Shem, Ben Elazar. So the answer is, says the Balaam Or, that we have another Gemara. And Yevamis, it says that if somebody comes and says, I'm a ger, you give him tevila, and what does it matter? It's of Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says, you're not matbil him. And we say the reason of Rabbi Yosef that you're not matbil him is because maybe he's an Aravim Mahul, or he's a ger Gvnoni Mahul, and you're not matbil him because he has to do mila b'faneinu. You don't trust his mila. But we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass in the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, Alachak Rabbi Yossi. That we pass in that the Alacha when Rabbi Yehuda argues with Rabbi Yossi, Alachak Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi says, Sarach Shiyamo Befaneinu. And Mimela, this person also, this Ger, who circumcised as a Goy, has to again do a Tafis Dambris, he has to be Nimo Befaneinu. And therefore, this is Doche Reb Shimon ben Elazar, who holds that according to Beis Hillel, you don't have to do a Tafis Dambris. And so paskins the Rambam in the third parak of Chazmi Alach Avav that a ger shemol called him shen is gayer metif imenu dambris. And doesn't require a brach, a ger, that's circumcised before the geiris. You do a tafis dam bris, and you don't make a bracha, and so paskin is the Shulchan Aruch. So according to that, these geirim who were circumcised before they converted would have to do a tafis dam bris, because again, we paskin like the Rambam, and we follow Rabbi Yossi. And there's also the Teretz of the Ramban that the halacha is only like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the gabay nolad mohu, that a nolad mohu needs a tafis dam bris, but not linyan ger. So we're not going to pass like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, we're going to pass like you need a tafis dam bris. In the Sefer Nor Mitzrayim of Rabbi Aaron ben Shimon, he writes that there was a mice in Mitzrayim, a goy came to be mizgayer, and he went and he circumcised himself with a Jewish mohel. And I said, Alach Lamais, it's nothing. He wasn't Makabal Das Yisrael. He was Nemo Bagiyuso. And therefore, I said, after you become healed from your Mila, that you did without a Bezin, you have to be Makabal of Mitzvahs for Das Yisrael Kedin. And then a Tavis Dambris, like a Goy who comes Mo'ol, that needs a Tavis Dambris. And then he should do Tefillah, and that's Pashat, however, the Ramban, in his Chiddushim to Yevamos, Softi Bar Matzil HaRab Shimon writes, that anybody who's Nemo L'mitzvaso doesn't need a Tavis Dambris. He's like an Isha. That doesn't require, obviously, a tafis dam bris, and ubetvila nichnas ladas Yisrael. As long as he's nimol mitzvaso, he doesn't require a tafis dam bris. However, in the Rashba, he writes that according to the Rambam in Yevamos and Menvav, the Rashba writes that according to the Rambam in 13th paragraph of Surah Chavez, that Shevet Levi, and there were Mitzrayim, they kept mitzvah mila, like the Rishchein Soru, so Shevet Levi were metiv dam bris at Matan Torah. That if not, how are they nichnas tachas kanfei Hashchina? But he says, the Ramban argues, and he says, if they're nimol mitzvahs, then they don't need a tafis dam bris. So it's mashma that Das HaRashba is, that in our case, they also need a tafis dam bris, even though they were nimol mitzvahs, they still require a tafis dam bris. But he concludes with the words of the Ramban, so maybe he ends up agreeing with the Ramban, that somebody who's nimol mitzvahs doesn't require a tafis dam bris. And so paskin the Rashba is chedushim yevamos menvav, uvadei shevet levi, they didn't need to, since their mila was a mila gemura and they were ready in itstavu alel. So writes the Meiri, bismacha beisa mikdash kaim yevamos memvav, that be mitzvah nil and espatli yisrael mitzrayim except for shevet levi, ubosas man bnei levi shikvar malo nechas for the brisa torah betvila gedein anashim. So mitzvah mila was mispatli and mitzrayim except for shevet levi, and at that time bnei levi, that already had a circumcision, they were nichnas lebrisa torah betvila, just like women. That time, Bnei Levi, who already had their circumcision, were nichnas lebris haTorah b'tevila, just like women, but they didn't need hatafis dam bris. And so he writes there in Memvav Amid Beis that those who are molu l'shem mitzvah, it's enough if they do tevila. But in Aravim Mo'ul, he has to do hatafis dam bris l'shem kinesis hados. However, we can say there that there's a different case, because there they were already mitzuvah mitzvah smila, and they were molashem mitzvah, and therefore they didn't require a tafas dan bris. But here, how can you say this guy who's not mitzvah at all, that he has a bris mila in advance, how can you say, even if he did a l'shem mitzvah, how can you say that he doesn't need a tafas dan bris? When he wants to be misguy, or maybe he has to a tafas dan bris. However, as long as the circumcision is done for the l'shem yahadus, so we have a smach from the b'nei Levi, that you don't have to do it again. Because they did it even though they already commanded, so it's not necessarily a riot, but it's a zeichel l'davar, that as long as you're doing it l'shem adat k'nis l'idas ayyudis, that's enough. And sorry, it's the rugged shavar and the tzafnas paneach and the third parak halacha zayin, that it's mashm l'shem the Rambam, that if somebody is mal afilu shalol l'shem geir, it's rak l'shem mitzvah, even though goyim weren't mitzvah al zeh, nevertheless if he was mizgayer afterwards, you don't have to be metif mimenu dam bris, because he was mal l'shem mitzvah, and it's not like an Aravi mahul. There, he's doing it because he's an Arab. That's their minhag. That doesn't count for anything. So you don't have to be nimal l'shem geirus. All you have to do is be nimal l'shem mitzvah. So writes Rav Vosner in a tshuva brought in the Sefer Geirus Kehilchasan, page 113, about a ger katan that was mal and bais in l'shem geirus, and one of the danim was pasul, and he said he doesn't need a tafas dan bris since this mila was done l'shem yahadus. And so writes Hagoyin Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrets Moshe and Yoredei and Simon Kuf Nun Ches. Ager Katan was Nimol Shalom Bifnei Beizdin. That you can. There's Makom to be Somech Lahadir Shalom Yitzdarech Hatofas Dam Bris, because he was Nimol L'Shem Mitzvah. And so writes in the Sefer Beis Avram. I bet you never heard of that. Of Rabbi Avram Hagoyin Rabbi Avram Over Hershowitz from Australia. This was published in Yerushalayim in 1923, interestingly enough, on page 49. He brings a tshuva from Rabbi Shmuel Salanter, the Rav of Yerushalayim, B'dvar Milas Yehu Yeladim Yisrael Shanasa Nachris. So the circumcised kids, a Jewish man who marries a Goyish woman, and they were circumcised because their father wanted it. If afterwards, Rotzei Gama'im L'kabala Ados Yisrael V'litpol Hashem Geirus Kados, as Dai Gamli Yeladim Shat Bilos and Hashem Geirus Kinder, if the mother wants to convert, let's put the kids into mikveh l'shem circumcision, but the mila is good because it was done l'shem mitzvah, l'shem k'nis l'das yudis, even though they weren't Jewish at the time. And Rav Shmuel of Salant signed on this, and so too the Gaon Rabbi Naftali Adler, the Off Beis Din of London, writes in his tshuva over there that if the Jewish father circumcised his goyish child l'shem mitzvah smil, we don't do a tafa when they want to have geiris. And so came out Reb Chatzkel Abramsky in a tshuva which was published in his Sefer Zikaron on page 57. He brings a raya from the Ramban on Yevamos Mem Hei Amud Beis that we had mentioned earlier. I think that anyway you can look in that tshuva and see what his raya is. Or maybe it's Memzayin Amud Beis that we saw, that Ramban says that if he's Nimol HaMitzvah, so he doesn't need a Tavis Dan Bris, he's like an Isha, and Mitzvila is Nichnas L'Das Yisrael. Look also in the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Beis, Mila, Daf. In the second Mitzvah, who writes, Odos ger katan she nimol v'tovel adas beizdin u'kishe gadol mocha agerus v'nase goyle mafer v'akar chazuko v'bala beizdin u'bikesh lachnitz tachas kanfei ashchina. So you have a ger katan who is nimol tovel adas beizdin, and then he's mocha, he says, I don't want to be a ger after all, sorry. And then afterwards he decides, no, I really want to be Jewish. So you have to atav his number is, first he was nimol as a ger katan, then he was mocha and the gerus, and now he wants to be a Jew again. And the answer is, says the Minchas Chinuch, you don't atav his number is. And it's not like a Nachri Mol, because here was L'Shem Hadas HaYehudis, and so it was brought by a Goyin, Rabbi Avram Yitzchak, a Kohen Cook, the beginning of Simon Kuf Nun Aleph, and the Tshuvas Malamid Laholi writes, Ben Zachar Shano L'Yudim Ishto HaNachriya, and the father, Molosim L'Shmona Yomim, since the father Niskavin L'Mul L'Shem Mitzmila, Yeron Yatav Zdan Bris. So you have a male child who was born of a Jew, a male child, a son, who was born of a Jew with a Goyish mother. The father circumcised him at 8 days. since the father wanted to do l'shem mitzvahs milah, you don't need a tavas dam bris. Even a goy who's bal his gayer and his mo'el, after a tavas dam bris, it's misafik, and therefore you don't make a bracha like the shach writes reis samach esiv katan aleph. And therefore benida nidan, even if you're not yotzei midei safik, since he's kvar nima l'shem mitzvah, it's a sveika ule kula. Because A, you did it l'shem mitzvah. A, you did it stami as a bris milah. Maybe that's enough. And even if that's not enough, but doing it l'shem mitzvah might be enough. And that's not enough. That is enough. One or the other. Hagoyin Rabbi Shmuel Baruch Werner, or Werner as they say in Hebrew, in the Mishpatei Shmuel, Madura Tinyan Siman Aleph, is marich in this. He brings the Rash Benes Chedushin L'Ksubis, and a Ger Katan Matbilin also that's based in that it says Matbilin and not Molin. It's a chiddush tevila, because mila, it should work when he gets older, and that mila should be enough, because it's already there. He has a rutzin to become a ger. When he comes to God, he's a rutzin to become a ger, and he has a bris mila. But tevila, that b'shaiti, he wasn't a bar das, and then when he wanted to be a Jew, he was already, the tevila is over, maybe that's not enough. So you see that the Rashba holds that mila works when he gets older. It's muchach, you don't have to atav his dam bris, it's enough that you did a mila back at the right time, when he was a baby. And then when he wants to become Jewish, it's enough they had a meter earlier. And so Paskins Rav Moshe Rosen in the Shalos and Shuvas Nezer Kozer Chelik Yordev Simon Chof Beis, and Rabbi Usher Zev Werner writes in a tshuva that Meir Dan Plotsky, the Balak Lichemda, concluded this way in his Sefer Chandis Yisrael at the end of Chelik Alef Neshamot and Zoi Paskins L'Maisa Sarv Svi Pesach Frank Paskins, you don't need a Tavis Dan Bris. And in the Shut Yama Godel of Rav Toledano, he says that if somebody's Nimo L'Shem Geirus before he's Makabal of all mitzvahs and Das Moshe Bevezdin, you don't have to be Matif Mimenu Dan Bris, and he's Mispale Ala Rav Nor Mitzrayim that was Matzrich HaTavus Dan Bris, because the Seder is not Ma'akev B'Dievet, as long as he's Nimo L'Shem Geirus before he's Makabal all mitzvahs, that's enough. You don't need HaTavus Dan Bris afterwards. Others argue, however, many people hold you don't need a tavas dam bris. Look in the Minchas Yitzchak in the first volume in Siman Lamed Vavos Beis the Kinyan Torah, Chelik Vav Siman Peches, and therefore you could be somech in our shaila of this family of boys whose mother wasn't Jewish, but they were nima l'shem yahadus, and only afterwards they converted that they don't need a tavas dam bris. Some people anyway hold this only derabbanan. Shalos and Shuvas Avnei Nezer in Yerodea Simin Shin Lamed Dalet Rosh Chav Zayin. He writes about a Meiser Shibabalafanai Begershin Zgayer Befreisen, and I was choshesh because of the Beis Din there. It's not a good Beis Din. I said to do a Tavas Dam Bris and to be Matbil him again. However, Rav Avadia says this is a Chomer Yaseira, since he was Nima L'Shem Geirus. Even if the Dayana Marat Hagunim, you don't need a Tavas Dam Bris. Like we said earlier, so writes Zegris Moshe, so writes Rav Vosner, even if the animal aren't good, as long as the meal was the shem yahadus, that's enough. And so writes Rav Yosla the Moil Weisberg in his Otzer Abris in the name of Rav Yashiv in the 11th parak in Siman Aleph Ere Lamed Aleph, that a kanshin is gaira day based in labakashas harvim amtimo, so needs hatufas dam bris midaito likeshe yagdil. If a cotton that was misgaira through this bezdin, because his parents asked that this cotton be misgaira ali day this bezdin, you need a tavas dam bris. Midaito l'kishe yagdil, but this is tamua because we have many sources against this. That you should have a tafa when he was misgayer ali day based in originally. Now you're going to do a tafa afterwards. That's very difficult to understand. In the Sefer Geris Kalach on page 115, he's Tameh, he says, Ger Kad Matilin al Saldas Basin, it's a Geris Gemur L'chol Dover, as long as he doesn't protest, you don't need a Tavis Dam Bris. What does that mean? So next time you see Rav Yashiv, you can ask him, but the truth is that there's a truth from Rav Yashiv himself that he says that that's what's written in the Otzer Bris. It doesn't really make sense. Look also in the Kovetz Tshuvas of Rav Yashiv Mechelik Beis Siman and Zion. But the bottom line is, in our instance, it's Dailam B'Tevila L'Shem Geiris Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. They don't need Bris Mila. The Kvis Kisei Totorah Koratzo Yarm V'Nisa. Rav Adi gives him a bracha of Hankin that his chair should be elevated. He should continue doing his good acts. Yedido HaDorei Shlomo. Tamid Be'ava Rava, and then he says his name, Rav Avadi Yosef, he doesn't sign it Rav. So we have an important Yedias here in Yiniv Geiris, and we should be Zohar Lilmod with the Lamid Lishma Lans, the Kamis called every Samut Rav Seho. Be'ava, Amen, V'Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved.